Hi everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with PaulsEvangel.com. Glad you're listening today, and I want to thank those who've been sending emails and have found benefit in this program. We appreciate you writing to us and letting us know. Well, we have been talking about contrast in the Scriptures. Sometimes the best way to teach truth is by teaching the contrast. Now remember, we believe that all the Scriptures are true, from Genesis to Revelation, every book of the Bible. But truth can be turned into a lie when you apply a truth to the wrong people at the wrong time. We've given examples of this where some have tried to apply certain verses in the Gospels to the present day. And in so doing, they have destroyed the truth, and the people who have been taught have lost their peace and joy. I'm going to give another one today. In Luke chapter 3, 18, we read this. Indeed, then, entreating about many different things also, he brought the evangel to the people. The word evangel means gospel. And it's referring to John the Baptist, who was bringing a good news in the Luke's account in chapter 3. Now, what does this good news consist of? In verse 7, to go back, we read this. He said then to the throngs going out to be baptized by him, progeny of vipers, who intimates to you to be fleeing from the impending indignation? Now notice, first of all, it is a specific indignation that John is referring to. The prophets foretold of a day coming when Messiah would come and he would separate the wheat and the chaff in Israel, not the entire world. This is not referring to some orthodox event that Christians have invented. This is referring to an exact time and place of judgment on this earth connected with the nation of Israel. Now notice what John's solution is, the remedy to get out of this indignation. He says, produce then fruits worthy of repentance. What is John's remedy? To produce fruit. Indignation is coming, and to get out of it, produce fruit. And in verse 10, we read this, and the throngs inquired of him, saying, what then should we be doing, John? Now he answering, he said to them, he who has two tunics, let him be sharing with him who has none. Notice John does not tell them to believe anything. He tells them to share with others. Now, I trust that nobody here would apply this to an unbeliever today. Nobody has to produce fruit today to be justified. John was speaking to a nation, and his desire was to reform the nation of Israel in view of the kingdom that was promised to them that was coming. To make this the gospel today would to be destroy two truths. It would destroy the truth regarding Israel's kingdom, and it would destroy the truth regarding the message that God has to the world. In Luke chapter 3, John is trying to reform a nation. But the apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 what our gospel is for today, and here it is. Now I'm making known to you, brethren, the evangel, or the gospel, which I bring to you, not the one that John brought to the nation of Israel, which also you accepted, in which also you stand, through which also you are saved, if you are retaining what I said in bringing the evangel to you, outside and except you believe feignedly. Now here's the evangel, for I give over to you among the first what also I accepted, and here it is, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was entombed, and that he has been aroused the third day according to the Scriptures. Paul's message to the world today is not concerning producing fruit or fleeing from the impending indignation as John proclaimed to Israel. Paul's message to us today is a message of grace, and it's something to be believed. He proclaimed a finished work of Christ on the cross, and our job is to believe. And guess what? Even your faith is the gift of God. This is the message of grace to the world. Correctly cut the word of truth, friends. This is Dan Sheridan at PaulsEvangel.com. Never let anyone steal away your peace and joy.